are joined by Bob Holt of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. He is down in Auburn, Alabama, covering the Arkansas Razorbacks. And boy, Bob, they didn't get off to a good start last night. Auburn blanks Arkansas 3-0 to start the final SEC series of the year.
Yeah, Arkansas really struggled against Auburn's pitchers. It was the fifth time they've been shut out. I mean, obviously, hitting's been an issue for this team. You know, most of the year they've had their breakout game, but they've struggled a lot too. And tonight was definitely one of those nights. Brian Anderson went 3-for-4, and I think the rest of Razorbacks went 2-for-28 against Connor Kendrick and Terrence Dedrick, two Auburn pitchers. So yeah, it was definitely a rough hit night for the Razorbacks. Plus they had three errors, so it's a rough night for the defense too. But Barrett Aston gave up 9 hits, but he pitched out some trouble, and really he deserved a better fate than he had last night.
And Bob, I correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that all the runs were unearned. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, they got a two-run single in the – I can't remember what inning it was. It might have been the first. But, yeah, because they didn't start off with an error. And then they also had a throwing error that gave them their third run.
Two runs, single in the third.
He gave 9 hits, but no earned runs. Yep.
Two runs single in the third, and then they scored in the eighth, did the Auburn Tigers. Yeah, but, Bob, I mean, it seems like this year – Arkansas is losing that first game of the series, but then they bounce back and win the next two. Obviously throwing Stanek tonight, and he is the ace of this staff. What was Dave Van Horn's reaction after the game last night?
Well, he wasn't happy, obviously, but he wasn't. You know, baseball is a game. I think we talked about this before. You're, even if you're a good team, you're going to lose once in a while, and, you know, it doesn't do any good if the coach is panicking. But, you know, I did say, hey, I brought up the point you just made. Hey, you got Stanek going tomorrow. You must feel good about that. And he said, well, you know, Auburn feels pretty good because the guy they got going, Michael O'Neill, I think is who's starting for him. He's 8-3 with a 2.85 ERA. Stanek's 7-2, I think a 1.70 ERA. But, you know, Auburn's had really good pitching too. But the fact is Arkansas's 4-0 in SEC games on the second game after losing the opener. They've beaten, let's see, LSU, Ole Miss, A&M, and Tennessee in the second game after losing the opener. And Stanek's been the pitcher in all those games. So you got to like Arkansas' chances. And also, for whatever reason, they've scored a lot of runs for Stanek. And he doesn't need a whole lot of runs, but they've done a pretty good job. Poor Barrett Aston, I think if you take away a 15-3 win in his first SEC start, South Carolina, I think they're averaging less than 2.5 runs a game when he starts. They don't seem to score much for Aston. They seem to score a lot for Stanek. So we'll see if that holds true tonight.
And then, obviously, one win. All they need is one win to lock up that number 3 seed in the SEC tournament next week. They would play Wednesday at 9:30 if they get that one win. But, Bob, they could still lose every game. And if they get some help from Mississippi State like they did last night by Mississippi State coming from behind and beating South Carolina, they can back into that number 3 seed.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Arkansas, you don't want to have to depend on Mississippi State, but basically Arkansas wins the tiebreaker against South Carolina, so South Carolina has to win 2 more games than Arkansas does this weekend, and they've already both lost, so you got to like Arkansas' chances to win at least one of these next 2 games. I mean, they haven't been swept in the SEC series all year, but, you know, Auburn's kind of had their number. Auburn's swept them each the last 3 years, which is kind of a surprise. But, yeah, they definitely got some help from the Bulldogs last night. You know, 9:30 a.m. may sound like a weird time to play baseball, but, you know, Dave Van Horn was talking about it. I mean, they just want to play early, get it done, then you can rest up the rest of the day. If they're the 4 seed, they play the last game, which they don't even know when that's going to start. So it'll start late. And so they really just want to get out there and get that 3 seed, and they feel like that'd be a lot better situation than playing the late game on Wednesday.
Yeah, Bob, that's what I guess I was going to ask you next was how was their mindset, and it sounds like they're just ready to get back home and get ready for the SEC tournament and get ready for the regional. I guess they don't care really where they go or if they're hosting one or not.
Well, yeah, actually, they're going to stay down here in Alabama. After the game on Saturday, they're going to bus up to Hoover, you know, Birmingham suburb, and just stay up there and probably take Sunday off and practice Monday and, you know, Tuesday, probably go out and watch Tuesday's games. But they're going to play, you know, a winner. One of those first-round winners will play Arkansas on Wednesday. And, yeah, I mean, I think they definitely want to host a regional. Dave Van Horn was talking about this. They, you know, they obviously would like to play at home, but they want to do it more for the fans who have been so loyal to them. Arkansas has proven time and again they're a very good road team. As a matter of fact, they seem to play better on the road. So it might be better for them from a result standpoint to go on the road because, you know, they won last year at Rice. They won the Super Regional at Baylor. This year they've been great on the road. That sort of gives you some confidence that they will come back and do better in this series because they've won six straight conference road series for this year and the last two last year. So they've been a great road team. And I think they have plenty of confidence to win a regional wherever they play. But Dave's talked about for the fans' sake, they'd really like to get a home regional.
Bob, is that a record? You know, if they're able to win one or two games in Auburn this week, will they? Because that's three losses now, conference road losses. Have they set a team record on that?
That's a real good question. I don't know the answer to it, but that's something I could look up this afternoon when I'm waiting for the game. But yeah, they've just been a great road team this year, and you really kind of defies logic because you figure, well, you do look better at home than you do on the road, but they've just been a better road team, you know, for whatever reason.
Hey, Bob, what was the reaction? What was some of the reaction by the players last night? What was their body language like after the game?
Well, Brian Anderson was the only one I thought. They were disappointed. I talked to Brian, who went 3 for 4. You know, he got stranded, you know, three times. I mean, he's out there. He had an infield single, then a double, then another single. And I guess in the first and the third, Dominic Ficicello, who's their cleanup hitter, he goes from 3-0 counts on Connor Kendrick twice. And you think, wow, he's going to do something here. He's going to get walked. He's going to do something good with those counts. And he popped up and he flew out. And he's just, you know, Dominic Ficicello, we know he's a talented hitter. He just had kind of a rough year with the injury. But and then Anderson, you know, can't knock himself. And then he finally comes up in the eighth with the guy on first after Vincent walks, and he strikes out. So, you know, he had a great night, 3 for 4. But you know, he talked about how frustrating it was, not, you know, for him, but just for the whole team not scoring runs. And you could tell Dave that he felt bad about Aston. He talked about how they never scored runs for Aston, and guys went out there pitching his heart out. So I think it was a very frustrating night. They get something going tonight. They get two on, one out, and then Jordan Ferris, who's had some clutch hits this year, you know, gets into a double play. So it clearly was not the night for their offense.
Bob, are you staying down in the great state of Alabama as well?
Yeah, I'll be here. I'll probably be able to vote in Alabama by the time the tournament's over.
Enjoy the mellow mushroom as well.
Okay, it's very good. I mean, I'm glad we got one in Fayetteville now, but I was like coming to one here at Auburn. I wouldn't have mentioned this real fast. I'm just down the road from Tumor's Corner. And it is really sad to see the trees aren't there, but yeah. That's just kind of a weird deal.
Have they started, Bob? Have they done anything as far as because Trey? I believe we had somebody from Auburn. They said they were going to put something up there. Have they done that already? As far as what else, or do you have an idea what they're going to put in place of that?
You know, when I get done here, I was going to walk up there and look around, but still kind of fenced off. And somebody from Auburn told me that they may plant some new trees, but they're definitely going to put something there. But I'm not sure exactly what it is yet.
Yeah, that's what we had heard, too, that they were going to do something to where that the fans could still go and roll Tumor's Corner, whether that be fake trees or what, who knows what. We don't know yet. But, yeah, it is kind of sad to see an SEC tradition like that go away.
Yeah. I also saw Big Gus Malz on Billboard when I was driving in yesterday. So, yeah, I think everybody down here is pretty excited about Gus and football. They had a pretty big spring, and, you know, they had over 80,000 for their spring football game.
Right.
It was the last day they were going to roll the trees, which I'm sure had a lot to do with the crowd, too.
I'm sure it did. Bob, we will. I will see you in Hoover, and we'll talk to you then.
Okay, sounds good, man.